Blog Talk Radio.
Prophet Deborah Ramos of Food for the Journey International Ministry welcome you to our time of study. We just give God thanks and honor and glory today. We are just so grateful for all the things that God is doing for the ministry and just for our lives. So we just want to take a moment to say thank you, Jesus. You are such a faithful God. You are so awesome and wonderful. There's nobody like you. Glory, hallelujah. So today we're going to continue our teaching, our series on the Queen of Heaven. We know that on our last teaching, we talked about the Queen of Heaven in history and the Word of God. And so today we're going to continue talking about the Queen of Heaven in Scripture, the female demonic personality. So, but let us open up in prayer before we get started, and then we're going to continue on. Thank you, Father God. First of all, we just praise you. We just plead the blood hedge of protection around ourselves, over our environment, over all those you have assigned to listen to the program. Father God, we bind and rebuke the spirit of backlash, retaliation, and revenge right now. We shut down our first and second heaven activity, anything that would try to distract us, disturb us, or get us out of place. We cancel the assignment in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to release your wasters upon the enemy today in the name of Jesus. Let you send down your thunderbolts to scatter the enemies that have gathered against us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we say let the grounds open up and swallow up our enemies and swallow up our adversaries in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we said, we ask that you anoint our ears and eyes to see and hear what the Spirit is saying in this hour in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to be ever learners. Lord God, we should be always learning, God. You said that your people perish for lack of knowledge, Lord God. Let us not be ignorant in this hour. Help us to be, Lord God, alert and oriented to what is going around us today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind the spirit of carnality right now in the name of Jesus. You said that we are to walk in the spirit. Help us to understand spiritual things, God. The church needs to understand spiritual things, that, Lord God, that there's a world parallel to this world, God, and that there are things that are taking place, Lord God, good and evil, Lord God. So help us. Give us strength, God. Give us discernment, Lord God. Let us not be, Lord God, ignorant of the devices of the enemy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So once again, we're here today, and I'm excited about this series, Queen of Heaven, because I love for the kingdom of darkness to be exposed. I thank God that he is pulling back the covers, pulling back the veils, so that we as intercessors can pray more effectively. We know that as intercessors, glory to God, that we are called to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge. God has called us to stand in prayer so that none of the plans of the devil will come to pass in the name of Jesus. This is our assignment in the name of Jesus, God. We say, let the wickedness of the wicked and the wound of hell be aborted and terminated today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anything that will come against this teaching, I just cancel you, and I decree and declare that you're null and void. It is null and void, inoperative, and shall not never ever come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. So our foundational teaching scripture for this teaching is going to be come from Jeremiah. Hallelujah. And we know that we're staying in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 44. And we're going, hallelujah, Jesus. It's going to be verse 19. And let us just read that. As a matter of fact, I really want to go up a couple verses up in this. And it says, hallelujah. Let's start at verse 10. It says, then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense unto other gods, these are the small g's, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelled in the land of Egypt, and Petros answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee, but we will certainly do whatsoever things go forth out of our mouth to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the city of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of vestures and were well and saw no evil. My God, such deception. But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. Verse 19, our key scripture verse for today. And when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings unto her, did we make her cakes to worship her and pour out drink offerings unto her without men? That's a question. Let's read that verse again. And when we poured incense to the Queen, when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings unto her, did we make her cakes to worship her? Yes, they did. And pour out drink offerings unto her without men? So we see that this passage is talking about the people of Israel, of Judah, are having a conversation with Jeremiah, and they trying to explain to him that the reason why they don't have what they need at this point is because they stopped worshiping the Queen of Heaven. They did not give praise, honor, and glory to God, but they were given everything. They were given it to the Queen of Heaven. And so we have to understand that when we talk about the Queen of Heaven, I want to go over to, let us go over to Genesis chapter 6, because we need to understand what we are dealing with. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 6, and I'm going to read from verses 1 to 7. And it's talking about increasing corruption on the earth. Chapter 6, verse 1. You have Genesis. Amen. I pray that you're taking notes. It says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Let us stop here. Now, when we talk about the daughters of men, now we know that we are the children of God. But here this verse is talking about the sons of God, the Elohim, the little G's. These are the angels of the Lord. And so the angels, and when you study, see, we have to study to understand the word. When you study, you'll learn that a group of angels were sent down to help mankind. But instead of helping mankind, they looked upon the women and they began to lust, and they came into the women, and the Bible said, and they married them. They took whoever they chose and they married them, and they had children. Children, and these are the what they call Nephilim. These are the children, the seed of the angels, the fallen angels, and women. And it says, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. The giants are the children of the angels, the fallen angels, and women, human women. Understand that. They were giants of the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men and their bare children. The scripture is specific. It says, when there were giants in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God, the Elohim, the little G's, came into the daughters of men, and they bare them children. These are the giants. These are the men of their own. Understand that they have supernatural and they have human. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil. This becomes because of the corruption that was placed on mankind when the angels, fallen angels, came into the women, because the fallen angels had turned themselves over to complete wickedness. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowl of the air, for it repented me that I had made them. So God was grieved, but we have to understand how this played out. So let us go over, hallelujah, let us continue our study. We're going to go over to Psalms, hallelujah, Jesus. Psalm, because we need to continue to see in scripture, because we're talking about the Queen of Heaven in scripture. Amen. So let us go over, hallelujah, Jesus, this morning. Where we want to go? Okay, we want to go to Psalms. Let's go to Psalms 82. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, Psalms 82. It says, let's start at verse 1. God standing in the congregation. Understand, when you get the revelation of Psalm 82, this is a courtroom scene. God is bringing judgment. Who is God bringing judgment on? Hallelujah, Jesus. This is a court scene, and God is bringing judgment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We want to make sure we have our notes right. Okay. And it says, God standing in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. God judges among the little G's, the Elohim. Elohim, the supernatural beings. How long would you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Shelah, defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. See, God sent them down to teach man justice and teach mankind things that they should be doing right according to God's laws and precepts. But these angels, what did they do? They began to corrupt mankind and seduce mankind. God said, how long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High God. This is a courtroom scene. God is bringing judgment and condemnation to the acts of the wicked, of the fallen ones. God is, hallelujah, Jesus. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. God says that you're going to die like men. Understand, these were supernatural beings, half human and half angelic. And so God brings judgment upon them. And so we have to understand they're going to die like men, but they were for cursed to walk the earth. And these are the disembodied spirits that we encounter. These spirits, the queen of heaven is a principality. Understand, these are demonic spirits that are walking the earth and is causing affliction upon humanity. So understand this. Let's really get into this teaching. I want us to understand. So I went back to Genesis because I want us to understand that this didn't just happen. This is not make-believe. This is in the Word of God. If we study the Word, then we will understand what we are dealing with. We can no longer just look at this physical realm and believe this is all there is. There is a demonic kingdom in operation 24/7. Understand that the enemy does not sleep. The Bible is a complete book. Understand it. It is the only book that explains the mysteries of the kingdom of darkness. God's Bible, the Bible talks about the light. It talks about Christ. It is the basic book it's a basic instruction before leaving earth. But the Bible also explains the enemies of our soul. It talks about the kingdom of darkness. When you read the Bible, you understand that the kingdom of darkness is very vast. It has many, let's say, branches to it. Job is to destroy humanity. And so we need to be able to identify the enemy, identify him in our lives, identify him in scripture so that we can wage an effective warfare. It's all about we are engaged in a warfare. The Bible says that we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. We as the church must understand that what does a soldier do? He fights. We are in battle. El Gabor, the mighty God, he is our chief advisor. And we are under him. We are the army of the Lord in the earth realm. We have been given power and authority according to Luke 10:19 to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the devil. And so we have to understand and know the authority that we have been given, but we also must know who we are engaged in that warfare is. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Bible has identified a female demonic personality who stands out as one of the most prominent agents of darkness. She is a principality. She is a region. We learned from our last lesson that she has touched every aspect of humanity. In every religion, you can see the foundations of the Queen of Heaven. Another name we learn about the Queen of Heaven is that her name is, she goes under many names, Semiramis. We learn that many of the great religions of the world have been traced back to her, Semiramis, which is the Queen of Heaven, the Queen of Coast, the Queen of Antiquity, the Madonna. Glory to God. Say, today religious priests have called themselves Reverend fathers and brothers, mothers and sisters, telling the whole world that they will not get married. She has introduced the doctrine of being married to Christ. And we know that there are eunuchs that have been ordained by God. There are people that have chosen to be eunuchs. But these people have also aligned themselves with the Queen of Heaven, saying they won't marry these priests and these nuns, but then they go and molest children or they have babies and have abortions. There have been stories of many, many babies that have been aborted, found and many, we know from the news that many children have been molested by these very priests who have taken a vow that they would be celibate, but they are not celibate. They are worshipers of the Queen of Heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. We learn once again that they go under many names. She has many names throughout the earth, Iris and Horus, that she's the god of Egypt, Isis and Horus, India and the child, Diana of Ephesus, Virgin Hathor in Germany, the mother of mankind. This also, she is also, when they talk about Mother Earth, they're talking about the Queen of Heaven, the Queen of the Coast, Queen of Antiquity. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. So once again, I want us to understand that the Bible talks about the Queen of Heaven. What is being done is she is being exposed. Personality is both strong and influential. And we can see that from our first study, that down through history, we see that the Queen of Heaven manifested herself. And that people, many people worship her. This person is both strong and influential, and has been, her influence has been felt worldwide. Understanding. Queen of Heaven reveals that she is an agent with several functions. The Queen of Heaven has been given many jobs to do throughout the world. We know that the principality, for example, Jezebel. Jezebel was embodied with the Queen of Heaven. She was controlled by the principality of the Queen of Heaven. That's why she had so much influence over the people, over her husband, over the prophets and the prophetesses. And she was just so wicked. She was embodied with a principality. We have to understand, when people do things on the magnitude that Jezebel did, and even let's talk about Hitler. He was embodied with a principality of death and destruction and murder, but he was embodied. He was possessed. That's why anyone who could kill 6,000 people with no remorse, we have to understand that there are people in the world that's embodied with principalities. They are controlled by principalities. So she is an agent of darkness with several functions. Anybody that practices witchcraft and sorcery and wizardry, they are embodied with the spirit of the Queen of Heaven. See, when we read the Word of God, a lot of lessons can be drawn from the sum total of the revelation that's provided through the Word of God. The Word of God provides us with information, revelation on who she is. Why? So that we can pray effectively, so that we can deal with these principalities and powers. Ephesians 6 talk about the principality powers, rulers of darkness. These are rulers of darkness. They rule the darkness. My God, and as children of light, light distinguishes darkness. Anytime you go to any room where it's dark, the minute you bring in light, the darkness is distinguished. It is put out. And so this is our job, to put out darkness in the world. Hallelujah. But we need to understand, we need to get in our Bible. Hallelujah. And learn how to excavate the Word of God. Open it up. Bring it out. Bring out what God is saying to us. Hallelujah. So we can draw from the Word of God, that clearly in Scripture it is talked about the Queen of Heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now let's talk about some of the things that Queen of Heaven does. Okay, she wields strong influences over families. Over families. The Bible says that the children gather wood. What is the importance of this? Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 7, and it talks about the children. My goodness, Lord Jesus. Let us keep, thank you, Lord Jesus. The seventh. Hallelujah, Jesus. It says, the children gather wood and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women kneel their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. This is what God says. Let's go back up a couple of verses. So this is what God is saying to Jeremiah. Ah, Lord Jesus, this is so good. God is so great. Let's start at verse 14. Therefore, I will do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your father, as I have done to Shiloh. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore, pray not thou for this people. This is what God is saying. Don't pray for them. Neither lift up a cry nor prayer for them. Neither make intercessions for me, for I will not hear thee. Seest thou not what they do in the cities of Judah and in in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood. This is a family affair. All the family is involved in the worship of the Queen of Heaven. The children gather wood and the fathers kindle the fire. The women knead the dough. The women knead their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings. Understand how significant food is. These demons, these principalities were requiring food to pour out drink offerings unto gods that they may provoke me to anger. Now we see the word gods, the Elohim, the small g's, the fallen angels we're talking about. My God, Jesus. So it says that, hallelujah, Jesus. It says she well strong influence. Okay, it says, the Bible says that the children gather wood. What is the importance of gathering wood? Many children have been reduced to gathering and hewers of wood. In other words, meager jobs, low-paying jobs. So one of the jobs of the Queen of Heaven is to bring people down, not up. Is to cause our children not to advance in the things of life, to be have meager job, no future. No future. As soon as most children are born, their destinies are tampered with by the Queen of Heaven. Immediately she discovers that a particular child is destined to become an achiever or a high flyer, she will quickly pervert the child's destiny. My God. See, we need to understand what's going on in the unseen realm so that we can pray and cover our children. She converts the fathers into firefighters. Fathers are robbed of their dignity and nobility. They are reduced to undertaking useless assignments, jobs that bring, you know, living from paycheck to paycheck. Can I tell you, living from paycheck to paycheck is a curse. It's not a blessing. God said that he desired that we would prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prosper. God wants us to prosper. He said, I will bless you in the field and bless you in the city. God wants us to be blessed. Wherever we go, not cursed. Living from paycheck to paycheck is not a blessing. Amen. Glory to God. She converts fathers into firefighters. Fathers are robbed of their dignity and nobility. And so when we live in a state of lack and living from paycheck to paycheck, a lot of times this is passed down to our children. It's become generational. Oh, Jesus. She is a goddess that sponsors cakes. This gives us meaning and insight into lots of sacrifices that are carried out because the Queen of Heaven. Instead of doing pleasing God, people are just what they're doing, just carrying out religious activities. That's the word. They worship at meaningless jobs. She is the goddess that sponsored cakes. This gives us insight into lots of sacrifices that are being carried out within the nation. If you see each and every, any time that there's a worship of an entity, of a demon, demonic force, they require some form of worship, some form of sacrifice. My God, oh Lord Jesus, we see that this is done throughout the nation. She requires the pouring out of something. Many times in many religions, there is blood that's being poured out, the blood sacrifices. She requires blood sacrifices. What they do, they fry cakes and beans and they give them. Many religions, particularly in cultures where there are tribes that they will offer sacrifices to. They think that they're blessing their children. They'll go to the waters and offer sacrifices to the waters, the queen of the coast, and they put something that belongs to their children in the water. They don't understand that when they do this, they're causing the demons to get the sin of their children, and they begin, the familiar spirits begin to track the children. We have to understand that whatever we do, it affects those who are around us. And so when people are practicing these practices, we see from scripture that the people, the Ephraim and Judah, they were practicing these religions, but it was passing down to their whole entire family. They poured out liberations, poured out to these deities. What is a liberation? It's when you pour out drink offerings to a deity on the ground. The act of pouring it out is a very prominent feature in the worship of these demonic forces, demons. They require something being poured out in order to be appeased. Now, listen to this. In many common traditional festivals, even today, there are sacrifices being done. We may not hear about it. We think that it's not harming anyone. But behind the scenes, they are pouring out drink offerings to these deities. Even Solomon, he was part of it. In 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 5, understand it says, "For Solomon went after Ashtaroth." That's another name for Queen of Heaven. She was also a fertility goddess. It says that in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 5, "For Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the fertility goddess of the Sidonians, and after Malcolm, the horror detestable idol." Now, we know who Malcolm was. Another name for Malcolm was Molech, Chesmon, and he required the sacrifice of babies. He required for babies to be put in his belly, burnt alive. The detestable idol of the Ammonites. Now, we know that God hated God. It was abomination to God. God hated the Israelites because they took up the worship of Malcolm. But under that, we have to understand that over these demons, it was the queen of the coast. Now, understand in the spirit realm, there's no male and female. They just take on different roles depending on what their assignment that they are trying to do. My God. So we see that Solomon even worshiped these little G's. Jeremiah, we know he talked about it, and we read about that, how that they worshiped. The people prayed and worshiped these deities. My God. And let's talk about in African mythology, it is believed that the moment liberations are poured out, the gods would accept the act of worship as a sacrifice. So at the end of the sacrificing and the baking of cakes and bread and whatever the deity required, they would at the end pour something out. They would mainly pour out blood. Today, I believe that in secret society, their blood is still being spilled. Today, men, for the most part, pour wine on the ground. But centuries ago, they would pour blood. Worshippers of the Queen of Heaven used to pour human or animal blood on the ground, the blood sacrifice. And even today, as I said, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we just pray, hallelujah, Jesus. So we know that today in modern times, people still, when someone dies, or one, I remember being young on the corner. On the corners as a young girl and hang out with my friends on the corner. And one of somebody in the gang may have passed away. When they would pour the first drink out to that person that had went on, wherever he may be. They didn't understand that they were worshiping the queen of the coast. It says, "Let us appease the powers that be." This has become very fashionable even today. When someone buys their car or builds a house, the elders about traditionists would say that the gods require the point of libation. No matter what is poured on the ground, it is offered to the Queen of Heaven. Have you ever poured libations out? Then you need to repent. See, we don't understand that when we open doors ignorantly, it opens the door to the devil to track us. Familiar spirits begin to track us and to cause weak habits in our lives, and we don't know a lot of times where it's coming from. We forget the things that we have done. We have to repent. Repentance is very important. Renounce and denounce those things that we have done in our past out of ignorance. We still must repent. No matter what is poured out on the ground, it is offered to the Queen of Heaven. Imagine that. Jesus, heaven. even if it's done in ignorance. The Bible makes it very clear that the worship of the Queen of Heaven provokes the anger of God. The Bible says that God is angry with the wicked every day. When we don't repent, David said, my sin is ever before me. That's why it's so important to live a repentance life. Pray and ask God to forgive you of your sins of omission and commission, the sins you know about and the sins you don't. Jesus, whoever worships the Queen of Heaven is an enemy of God. You do not want to be an enemy of God. I don't know about you, but I need God to bless my life. I need the blessings of God. Without the blessings of God, I can do nothing. I can be nothing. Hallelujah. But we have to understand that many of us are being influenced by the Queen of Heaven because doors may have been opened, not just by me, but by my ancestors. Remember when in Jeremiah chapter 44, the people of God talked about my fathers have done this, not just me. Our fathers before us have worshiped the queen of coasts, the Queen of Heaven and Queen of Antiquity. They worship, and so they said they did it. So if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me, in other words. But understand that the Bible makes it clear whoever worships the Queen of Heaven is an enemy of God. We see that God became angry. He told Jeremiah, do not pray for these people. Do not pray for those involved in the worship of idols. Do not pray for those who are involved in the worship of demons. These are demons that are being worshipped. Burning incense is another activity that is carried out by those who worship the Queen of Coasts. Any religion that is characterized by the practice of burning incense is part of the worship of the Queen of Heaven. In Buddhism, we know that they burn incense and light incense. The Queen of Heaven gives false prosperity. Let's talk about that. She has been empowered by the devil to make her people, her worshipers, rich. Millions of people have become wealthy by opting to worship and to serve the Queen of Heaven. Understand, in the kingdom of darkness, there is rank in order. The first in order after Satan, let me just say this, is the principality. They are second in rank. Next becomes the powers who get their orders directly from the principality. So we have the principality, the power, rulers of darkness. The rulers of darkness get their orders for the principality. Understand that the kingdom of darkness is very regimented. They don't break rank. Whatever your orders, whatever your assignment is, they complete their assignment. Can I just say on the side note, this is something that the church needs to take up, that we don't break rank. El Gabor, the mighty God that's over us, we need to stay in allegiance and alignment with him and do what he called us to do. But I want to say this, that many people actually go to Santana agent to receive strange power to get wealth. So demons in the kingdom of darkness, their assignment, another name for demons in the Greek is the distributors of fortune. Their job is to give fortunes to the unbelievers so that they be sold out to the kingdom of darkness. This is why you see so many people have so much wealth that we know that they cannot spend it in a lifetime. But what? They have sold their soul to the devil for fortune. Understand that. And then once you ever notice that when people that have a lot of money in the kingdom of darkness, once they come to Christ, all of a sudden they have nothing. This is why many who come to Christ from the entertainment world, they go back because they can't make it out here because they're used to the fortune. But if you turn your back on the devil, make no mistake that he's going to take back everything that he has given you. My God. So we see that they people actually go to Santana agents and receive strange power to get wealth. So you ever heard a song that it's on the top 100, the top number one. Everybody going crazy. You saying, but wait a minute, that person can't even sing. Why? Because your ears have been open to the truth, but a spell has been planted and cast over the people, those who do not believe. Remember, 2 Corinthians 4:4 said, the God of this world has blinded the mind of those who do not believe. So they have been blinded and hypnotized and seduced. And so they go out and spend all their money on these entertainments, on these songs, and these people become filthy rich. But at the end of the day, their soul is on the line. Jesus. So the Queen of Heaven gives false security. The devil, through the instrumentality of the Queen of Heaven, has given false security to multitudes of people. No matter what such people do, they continue to enjoy security. In other words, they cause the people who worship and serve them to be protected. Even if they're doing wrong, they don't get caught. They don't get exposed. Why? Because it's supernatural, demonic security that's surrounding them. You ever seen people that do wickedness for years and years and they don't get caught? And you said, now, if that was me, the police would have me right away in handcuffs and I'd be called it away. But these people don't, because they have satanic security. They escape accidents, gunshots. They do not harm. If they get shot, they don't get harmed. They are able to escape mishap and calamity through some mysterious power. It's called satanic security. We know that just like in the kingdom of God, we have angels surrounding those that are inheriting, that shall inherit the kingdom, which is us. The enemy has counter. He has whatever God has, he tries to make a counterfeit. Remember that the devil is a counterfeiter and an imitator. And so he tries to imitate the things of the kingdom. The Queen of Heaven is capable of granting agricultural prosperity to those who worship her. Farm crops yield fantastic results by reason of dedication to the Queen of Heaven. The devil uses this to capture the souls of men. Remember, the devil also is an official of men. And at this point, as we see in the world today, his nets are full of man, of humanity. But it's our job, my God, it's the church to win souls for the kingdom of God. The devil is advancing his kingdom. Our assignment is to advance the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We have to take the truth to the people. We have to pray, take authority over these principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. I don't care what people say, oh, don't pray against the principalities. We don't have jurisdiction over them. According to my Bible, it says that Jesus said in Luke 10:19, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all. He didn't say certain category. He said all the powers of darkness. Glory to God. So he has given us power and authority to crush the head of the serpent in the name of Jesus. We have been given a sword, which is the word of God, to cut the head off of Leviathan in the name of Jesus. We have been given power and authority to dismantle the works of darkness. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. The Queen of Nothing, the Queen of Heaven, we've been given power over the Queen of Heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to learn to exercise our dominion and authority over these powers in the name of Jesus. Understand another thing that the Queen of Heaven does, she gives beauty. When the devil wants to capture soul, he uses her to give beauty to innocent victims. Such victims often become proud, and when pride sets in, destruction is sure. There are many ladies in the streets with satanic beauty, and those who are proud because of their beauty have received the anointing that emanates from the dominion domain of the Queen of Heaven. There's nothing wrong with being proud of your beauty, but when you become obsessed with it, when you think that because you're beautiful or because you have a nice body, everything must bow to you, and that you try to use your beauty to capture the souls of men, then you have to understand that the Queen of Heaven is operating you. And this goes for men. Like I said, there's no male or female in the realms of spirit. There are men who work on their body, and they think that because they have a built body that their pride, their value is in their body. They're operating out of the Queen of the Coast spirit. Understand that. And the Bible says pride cometh before a fall. Jesus. So let's keep going. So once again, she gives beauty, and it's all for a purpose. The devil doesn't give anything without wanting something in return. Hallelujah, Jesus. Harlotry or prostitution is a part of her deposit. So she causes women and men to be prostitutes. I have to say men because there are men that are male prostitutes. There are homosexual prostitutes, men that prostitute their bodies to other men, women as well. Glory to God. So harlotry and prostitution are part of her deposit. It may surprise you, she is one of the most dangerous principalities that Satan relies on in the world. She is one of the most dangerous. Satan relies on her to carry out his evil plan. To To put it in today's English, the Queen of Heaven is Satan's vice president. Remember, I told you that the principalities are second in command. She is very sophisticated. She is a very sophisticated agent of darkness. More than that, she is an astute strategist. She strategizes because she is so much in power. The Queen of Heaven is not, she has put over nations to bring entire nations down. Hallelujah. When we see in scripture in Jeremiah 44, she brought down the nation of Ephraim, Judah. She brought down the Israelites. She put the whole nation was worshiping the Queen of Heaven, the Queen of Coast. This is why that they was that they was torn down, they was broken down, they went into Babylonian exile, they went into captivity because the whole nation came under the sway of the wicked one, Jesus. Hanamasanda, they became under the sway. What are you under the sway of today? What is your family under the sway of today? Remember that those who worship idols, these gods, God hated them. They were hated. God said he hated what they were doing. It's an abomination to put anything before God. We may say, oh, that's not me. But have you did a checkup of your family? Have you did a checkup of the traditions that you follow? Have you did a checkup of the things that come first? Because, see, the devil will want you to believe that what you're doing is innocent, when in reality, you could be worshiping the Queen of Heaven. She is so sophisticated that she can be found in all cultures. And we talked about that in the history of the Queen of Heaven. In every culture, you can find an idol, worshipers of the Queen of Heaven. Understand that the Statue of Liberty is after the order of the Queen of Heaven. The Madonna is after order of the Queen of Heaven. Diana is the after the order of the Queen of Heaven. She is so sophisticated that she could be found in every culture. Imagine that. Worldwide domination. The God of this world. That's why in 1 John 2:15-16 said, love not the world, nor anything that's in the world. For all that's in the world, it's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but of the world. See, we can't be captured by the culture. As the church, we can't follow the trends and the sets of the world. Why? Because we are a peculiar people. We are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. And so we cannot be contaminated. He said, touch not that unclean thing, and will not the God accept you? See, the problem with the Israelites, the nation of Israel, was that they were touching the unclean thing. They were worshiping the unclean thing. They enjoyed what they were doing. Not even up until the priest and the priestess. They were worshiping, hallelujah, Jesus, my God. My God, they were worshiping the Queen of the Coast. Let us go to, and I just want to read this. I know I read this on our last teacher, but I want to go to, the Lord is just bringing me the abomination in the temple. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 8. And why we're reading this, because there is abomination in the household of God. It may not be you, but I'm talking about overall the church as a whole. Let's go to, hallelujah, so much. But let's start at chapter 8, verse 5. Then he said unto me, and this is God talking to Ezekiel, son of man, lift up their eyes now, the way toward the north. So I lifted up my eyes the way toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. He said furthermore unto me, son of man, seest thou what they do, even the great abomination that the house of Israel committed here, that I should go far from my sanctuary. Can I tell you, in many houses of the Lord today, God is not in the house. People are worshiping their traditions, their services, each other. But where is God? In reality, they're worshiping other gods. The God of self, the God of money, the God of tradition. And so God has gone far from his house. My God. He said, the great abomination that the house of Israel committed here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary. But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abomination. I believe what I'm reading today is what we need to be praying against, church. Begin to pray against what's going on. Really pray against what's going on in the house of God. Verse 7, and he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Ah, my Jesus. See, they thought that nobody could see them, but there's always an entrance. As long as God in the world, there's always going to be an entrance. God is always exposed in the darkness. Then he said unto me, son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I have digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, go in, and behold, the wicked abomination that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. And in the midst of them stood Azanah, the son of Zephan, with every man his censer in his hand. These are the leaders, the priests. And thick clouds of incense went up. Then said he unto me, son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, the Lord seeth us not. This is what is being said in the household to God. Many churches believe that God does not see, that God does not care. God cares what's going on in the family of God, in his house, in his church. Each and every one of us is the church. God cares about what's going on inside of you, in your life, what you do from day to day, from moment to moment. God cares. Who are you worshiping? Let's go down to verse 14. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Now, who is Tammuz? Tammuz is supposed to be Samarismith's husband, who was Nimrod, who died and came back supposedly reincarnated as a child. And this is where they get the Madonna from. This is where the Catholic religion get Mary and baby Jesus. So they was crying because allegedly Tammuz had died. He says, the women sat weeping for Tammuz. Then he said unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abomination than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east, and they worshiped the sun toward the east. So they will worship the sun god. Once you open the door to idolatry, can I tell you, other doors will be open. It won't just stop with one. You're going to find yourself deeper and deeper in the pit of perversion, in the pit of idolatry, in the pit of whoredom. God calls idolatry whoredoms, prostitution. Then he said, verse 17, then he said unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abomination which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger. And lo, they put their branch to their nose. My God. In other words, they smoking. They smoking. I would call that weed branch. He said they put their branch to their nose. They inhaling it. Therefore will I also deal in fury. My eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. Understand this. We can go on from there, but I want to stop there. I want us to understand that when we are worshiping anything but God, it brings violence, calamity, destruction in your life. We have to evaluate our lives and find out, are we really still truly in the faith? Because there's so much distractions out here. There's so many things. It's a spirit of seduction that's upon the the world today. And so it wanted, and particularly in the household of God, to draw us away from the pure holiness and righteousness of God. God is a holy God. He requires righteousness and holiness. The Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And so these things that have come to contaminate your life, I pray today that you would surrender once again to God. Repent if you have put anything before God. Repent and ask God to cleanse you. Cleanse you with hyssop. Come back to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. So let us finish out our teaching. Also, the Queen of Heaven, she is the mother of all priestesses. It is unfortunate that many people who are now Christians were born by mothers who were priestesses to idols and shrines. There are many people, I know people that said that they were into Santa Maria, they were into voodoo, their parents, and now they're in Christ, and they still struggling. They don't understand the need to repent for those things and to plead the blood of Jesus against those things. One of the ignorancies I find in the body of Christ, people believe that once you're in Christ, all the demons automatically leave you alone. No, the difference is they don't have a right to be in your life because you're under the blood. But you have to drive the demons out of your life. You have to drive them out. You have to repent. You have to cast them out of your life. The devil is not going to let go. He's had a hold on a family for years and years. You think he's just going to let go like that? No, you have to take your authority and drive the enemy out. Standards. So many Christians are still living under the curses of what their ancestors have done. Jesus. So if your parents have practiced voodoo and witchcraft, you need to repent of that for your family. And you need to ask God to cleanse the family line in the name of Jesus. If your mother was a priestess unknown to you, she went ahead to covenant with, if your mother or father covenant with idols, And you are, that means that if they covenant with idols, then you are a blind priest or priestess. In other words, you inherited it being this without knowing it. That's why we have to repent for the sins of our forefathers, for our father's house and our mother's house, known and unknown. Understand that people who live in such family, they get the satanic anointing unknown, that the enemy is operating in their lives unknown. People who come from such family have received the anointing of satanic priesthood. Satan have priests and priestesses who operate, and it's generational. So we have to break that power. So we need to pray. You need to pray yourself out of such demonic ordinations. You were ordained into that priesthood unknown because of your parents. You need to pray and ask God to break the yoke and remove the burden. If you fail to do so, you will remain a satanic officer without knowing it. Understand that many people's lives are so messed up and they don't understand why. Why? It's because things that have happened in your family. So once again, let us pray right now in the name of Jesus. I think it's very important, hallelujah, that we pray. Let us just pray. Let us pray against every satanic order that may be following you in the name of Jesus. Father God, hallelujah. This morning, God, I call for, first of all, the protocol of angels, the battle angels, the security angels, the ministering angels, territory angels, to slay every power of wickedness that's following your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would break the chain and remove the burden, Father God, that every assignment of the enemy, Lord God, will be dismantled in their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let every soul tied to familiar spirits over their lives be broken in the name of Jesus. Let every seed of familiar spirit that operates in any lives of your children receive the thunder fire of God in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let every habitation of familiar spirits be desolated in the name of Jesus. Father God, let every throne of familiar spirit that has been set over the lives of your people be dismantled by fire in the name of Jesus. Lord, let every stronghold of familiar spirits be pulled down by fire today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let the diviners of familiar spirit that's operating the lives of your people be rendered powerless, inoperative in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let the weapons of familiar spirits be turned back against themselves in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let your blessings, Lord God, be taken away from the blessings of your people that have been captured by familiar spirit. Let it be loosed in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, and we will renounce and denounce our association with the Queen of Heaven, the Queen of Coast, Queen of Antiquity, Lord. Every spirit of incubus and succubus, every spirit of the aquatic kingdom, Lord God, let be disconnected from your people, God. And we repent, Lord God, if we poured out any drink offerings to the Queen of Heaven, the Queen of Coast, or the Queen of Antiquity in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And until our next time, may God continue to bless you, increase you, and enlarge you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Been so good to us, been so faithful to us. Ooh, I can sing a billion songs, dance till my feet are numb.